Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for us to get into our conversation with Pastor Oscar Lumanisha, who's joining us to speak on practicing gratitude as we speak about mindfulness and meditation from a Christian perspective. Pastor Lumanisha, good morning and welcome back to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. Thank you, madam. And how are you?
I'm doing well, Pastor. I hope you're doing well as well.
No, you can't complain. God is keeping me.
Excellent news. Happy to hear that. Now, Pastor, we know that gratitude is a powerful way to align our hearts with God's goodness, and Christian mindfulness helps us to pause and to recognize the blessings that God has placed in our lives. And by focusing on gratitude during our quiet moments, we shift our perspective from what we lack to the abundance of God's love. So today we want to discuss how gratitude strengthens our faith and how it brings joy to our daily lives. So how exactly does practicing gratitude help to strengthen your relationship with God?
Okay, thank you so much for that wonderful question. Today, I want to begin by reading the book of Psalms 139, verse 14 to verse 16, where the Bible says, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it." Verse 15, "You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb." Verse 16, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book." So when you look at this, David is practicing gratitude. He's practicing gratitude as a Christian. And so the first point that we can pick from this, we are going to say practicing gratitude can help us deepen our trust and faith in God, because gratitude begins with you. When you look at yourself, when you look at your heart that pumps every day without retiring, then you begin to understand that there is someone who is controlling this system somewhere. So you begin to appreciate by the way you are. That's when you can appreciate the one who created you. So it makes us deepen our trust and faith. This tells us that each human being must be able to recognize the goodness of God, acknowledging God's goodness and provision, and also the care in their lives. This brings me also to the book of Psalms. When you read the book of Psalms 100, there again we have another scenario in verse 5, where the Bible says, "Acknowledge that the Lord is God." Okay? "He made us and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His what? His pasture." When you read that book, it just tells you that we each of us must build trust in God. So as you reflect on God's faithfulness, you trust Him more, even in uncertain circumstances. When you read this verse, it just tells us that God was faithful enough in how He created us. And therefore, each one of us must give gratitude. Because look what David is saying. He's saying He made us and we are His. He was so faithful to make us the way He has created us. So practicing gratitude can bring us to trust God. The other points that I can mention here, practicing gratitude also can make us acknowledge dependence on God. This we can, I can tailor this to the book of Psalms 115, verse 1. I like what David says. He says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but your name goes all the glory." So you can see that when you practice gratitude, which begins by looking at how God created you, then you go to thank, or rather, depend now on the one who created you. And David recognized this in his life. He acknowledged dependence on God. He says, "To you, O Lord, not to us. Glory and honor belongs to you." So each human being must depend on God, fostering humility and a willingness to rely on Him. On the other hand, practicing gratitude can help us to surrender self-sufficiency. You know, as humans, sometimes we think we have it all. Okay.
Yeah.
We think we are okay, especially when we have money, we are dry, we have everything is
Yeah.
just going on well in our lives. We don't need God because everything, I have money, I have everything. But when we practice gratitude, we come to the point where we acknowledge God's provision. Okay, we surrender our self-sufficiency and recognize our need for God. Practice gratitude. Foster also intimacy and connection. Okay, when you are practicing gratitude, it will bring you to intimacy and connection with the Savior. So when you read chapter in the book of Psalms, verse 11, the Bible says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." So you have come to the point where you have made that connection to the point where God Himself is the guide and the controller of your life. Meaning, at this point, when you are practicing gratitude, you are trying to tell God that I am not myself. You are the only one who can show me the paths of this life. And you are the one come to be joyous, who can grant me things that can make me joyous. And you are the only one who can make me know the things that are not good for me. Practicing gratitude increases awareness of God's presence. Practicing gratitude, it heightens your awareness of God's presence activity in your life. It also encourages communication. Now, this one is very critical. Gratitude prompts you to communicate with God, sharing your thanks and praises. Someone said, when you are reading the scripture, it is God talking to you. But when you are praying, you are the one talking to God.
Yes.
You understand? So it encourages you to communicate with God. It also transforms perspective and attitude. I like this one. It transforms perspective and what? And attitude. I like what is written in the book of Psalms 37, verse 25, where David sits and says, this is what the Bible says, "Once I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the godly abandoned. Or the children begging for what? For bread." Okay, so it transforms your thinking. Okay?
Yeah.
To depend on God. You are thanking God to say, even though I may be in a waste situation, but I've never seen God feeding his children.
Amen.
So it helps us get that transformed mind and attitude. Because most of us Christians, I think I've spent almost a month teaching about attitude. Attitude is it's a problem to us. Okay, but when we practice gratitude, we will create a transformed attitude that can help us only depend on God. It also shifts focus from lack to abundance. So gratitude helps you focus on the blessings you have rather than what lacking. You see, what makes us forget God and that forget is God is doing something in our lives is because we forget what we have. And I call it the greatest sin. When the devil came to Adam and Eva, he told them to be like God and their eyes to be open so they can see things like God. What they failed to manage is to know who they were and what God has already blessed them, because God had done two exams for Adam to prove if he was like God. Okay? And he brought all the animals he created from day one up to day five somewhere there. And the Bible says so that you can see how you would name God, them.
Yeah.
And when Adam says this is a God, God agreed, because that's the name we had. He makes him into a deep sleep and makes a woman from him. And the moment God brought this woman, he exclaimed to say, "This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." So did God refuse? He didn't. Why? Because he was thinking like God. So when you focus on the lacking things that you are lacking, and you fail to focus on the blessing you have, you become a problem in the Christian life. So good Christians are those who focus for what they have as they wait for what they don't have so that God can provide. The other point we can get is that practicing gratitude cultivates joy and contentment. When you feel you are content, you even have peace within. Remember yesterday I mentioned of one philosopher who said, what makes people suffer is because they fight to get what they don't have. Yeah. And because of that, they are led to do what? To suffer. That is just a few information that I can share, madam, on this one.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, sometimes we go through difficult periods, Pastor, in difficult situations. Why is it important for us to express gratitude even in those challenging seasons of our lives?
Okay. Why it is important to practice gratitude even when things are not okay? The reason is simple. One, to maintain faith and it lasts. Okay, when you read the book of Psalms 106, it will tell you what I'm mentioning here. One must maintain the faith and the trust. What will make you thrive in this world of much problems and suffering is the maintenance of faith and the trust. When you read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, going to 9, the Bible says Abraham moved by faith to go to the land of promise. Even when he was there in the land of Canaan, he lived by faith. So you maintain the faith and trust in God. And that's what is going to make you thrive in your Christian life. I know life is hard. Sometimes we wake up very low and you don't even understand how your battery will be charged. But when you maintain faith in God, you will know that one day God is going to make up. This brings me to the second point. Maintaining faith or gratitude in challenging times cultivates hope. Okay? It makes you cultivate hope. This brings me to the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, where the Bible says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and according to his purpose for them. So those who love God, they have hope that whatever is happening in their lives, it's happening for a purpose. And for that reason, they will say it is God is doing the best in me.
Amen.
The other point that you can pick, it reduces stress and anxiety. You see, you don't want stress and anxiety, BP. You need just to give gratitude to God for whatever he has done in your life. Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7 says, by everything you should do by prayer, giving requests. So we are just told everything that we are going through, we need to give it to God. It also improves mental health. You can imagine. Most of us are, you can say I'm healthy, but mentally, you are sick. So practicing gratitude, you are cleaning up. It's like you get you start mopping your mind with those things that can cause pressure in your life. It also strengthens relationships. Okay, relationship with God, it also shifts perspective and increases resilience. And finally, God's goodness is constant. So because God's goodness is constant, then we need to give thanks to him always.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Beautiful. Now, Pastor, how can families or groups practice gratitude together as part of mindfulness?
Thank you so much. Practice gratitude as a family or group can foster a sense of community, deepen relationship, and cultivate mindfulness. But here are some of the things that the family can use. Point number one, the family can practice what you call gratitude circle. So in a gratitude circle, you are there to share. You should share three things you are grateful for. Okay, you are with a family, you make a gratitude circle where each can share the three things that he or she is thinking is grateful to have them all, to have happened in their lives. The other point is you need to practice guided gratitude meditation. guided large meditation. This is where you listen to a guided meditation together. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I mean here is you come together and you put something. For example, maybe it is a verse from the scripture or a certain story that is talking about how God did things.
Mm.
Okay, as a family.
Yeah.
You choose something that is focusing on gratitude toward God. The other point is gratitude walk. We can have, as a family, we can have what you call gratitude walk. You take a mindful walk together, noticing and sharing things you are grateful for in nature.
Nice.
I think us as blacks, we have a challenge somehow. I think our brothers in the Eastern and Western world are doing fine. Where you just go smelling the plants and the other thing, appreciating what God has done in the nature.
Mm.
You can also do what you call gratitude songs or music. Okay, sing songs or create music together that express gratitude. And lastly, you create a gratitude ritual.
Mm-hmm.
It means you should make this as a habit.
Right.
Okay, as a habit. You see, when someone do a ritual, any time when it is time to respond to ritual, you need to be present.
Right.
So let it be the attitude in your life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much.
I thought I would share with you.
Thank you. We thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through and sharing those suggestions of ways that we can practice gratitude together as a group. I think that's an important way for us a beautiful way for us to wrap up the conversation, because it is important to have our individual time with God, to be grateful
in
our own personal lives, but also to, when we get to incorporate the family or the group that we are surrounded by, I think that's also very important and helps us also in our individual journey as we try to incorporate mindfulness and meditation. So thank you so much for those suggestions. God bless you. We'll connect again tomorrow, same time, same place.
You are welcome, and may God bless you too.
Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.